nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa SBS mula Dubai, si Chef Noel Catis, ang chef sa likod ng Dubai Chocolate. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw! Thank you for having me here.
Salamat sa pag-unlock sa aming imbitasyon. Dubai Chocolate 2023, nang nabuo mo siya or na-conceptualize mo siya, pwede mong sabihin sa amin kung ano yung naging inspirasyon sa likod ng sobrang sikat na chocolating ito?
Actually, nagsimula pa yon way back in 2022. But yung brand mismo that carries the first official Dubai chocolate started in 2021. But I developed the recipes, which included Dubai chocolate. It was called Pistachio Kunafa during that time, in 2022, because it was designed for Ramadan. So inspiration, basically what I do in Dubai, I actually kind of pushing the Middle Eastern heritage with a bit of Filipino touch to the audience. And I've been a go-to, I would say, brand when it comes to reimagining the cultural heritage of the Middle East. So I chose pistachio kunafa because I love kunafa in the first place as a dessert. And that's how it came together. It's an Arabic, I would say it's an Arabic cheesecake. So, you know, there's a cheese layer, there is a kataifi layer, and then you put syrup and a bit of pistachio. So that's the essence of kunafa, actually.
Mm. So yun yung
inspiration. Yes.
Tapos sabi mo Ramadan. Alam ko, base sa pagkakaalam ko, kasi yung mga Islam, pag Ramadan, ang kinakain nila, pistachio tsaka dates. Tama ba?
Tama.
So doon ang galing yun.
Yes. It has to be very, very classic yung base niya, but at the same time, it's also reimagined kasi Dubai is very cutthroat and people want to celebrate something that's brought, you know, forward as another version of a classic, but it will be embraced by the new generation.
So, pastry chef.
Yes.
Pag sinabi mong pastry chef, ang iniisip ko lang, bake ka lang ng bake. Pero para mabuo mo to, maraming mga research, tama ba?
Tama.
At maraming mga trial and error. Di ba sabi nila yung baking precise siya na science? So, anong ginawa mo? O nakailang subok ka or tries ka bago mo nakita, uy, ito na yung Dubai chocolate?
Actually, yung original formula niya, it took me siguro mga 3 months lang or even less. But from that time, the brand that owns the Dubai chocolate or the pistachio kunafa patent to it, they actually reinvented it several times. That's what I know, because yung original ko na recipe, meron pa siyang ibang mixture dun eh. So it's not only pistachio, akataifi, and tahina. Meron pa akong dinagdag na layer because during that time, Kinder Bueno was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So meron pa siyang layer ng Kinder Bueno. So marami siyang layer of flavors, but it was peeled back and 3 elements na lang yung natira. But with my brand, I only was staying with only 2 elements. So to keep it really very pure.
So yung dila mo, pag kumakain ka ng chocolate, di ba yung pag nag-wine tasting ka, nagmumumug ka, parang wala. So anong ginagawa mo para ma-neutralize uli yung palate mo? Kasi pag tikim mo, hindi natin maiwasan, nag-last siya, di ba?
Ano lang, actually, I just drink water. But I avoid coffee kasi it affects your taste buds. So either water lang or maybe a neutral na tea. So, but you can't also use jasmine kasi it leaves a taste in your mouth. So it has to be something super light. So, but water is my go-to, ano, parang palate cleanser.
So hindi ka umiinom ng kape?
Umiinom after or after na pag may tasting.
Pero like before ng tasting bawal 'yon.
Oh, kasi it will coat your tongue with the strong flavor of coffee, so hindi mo na siya malasahan ng maayos.
Yung may kaya masarap kumain ng cake pag magnagkakape.
Yes, perfect pair kasi that's to kill actually the sweetness. So kaya nagbabalance.
Yeah. Ngayon ka lang nalang.
Same with the tea. But you know, there's somebody I know who likes her tea with lots of sugar and milk, so it becomes a milk
pastry.
Tea actually.
Pero so 2022, 2023 pumutok siya.
Yeah.
Bakit hindi mo siya pinatent?
When you can patent a recipe, pero to actually police your recipe is hard, because if people will make a version of your recipe, you cannot. It's hard to get a team to go there and check if they're really doing the exact same recipe. So it's hard. But patenting is good when you are protecting your idea within your company, because your chefs could steal that recipe and use it. Then you have may habol ka. Pero pag patent in with this case of Dubai chocolate, mahirap kasi you're talking about global
variations.
Yung copycats is global, so hindi mo sila mahabol. You would spend all of your money just to chase them. So yun ang problema sa pagkain. It's hard to patent. Kasi if, for example, may recipe ka, patented siya. Pero pag change nila yung isang element doon, by 1 gram, hindi na sa'yo yung recipe.
Ah, so ano talaga siya?
Very
parang
tricky.
Suntok sa buwan.
Exactly.
Alam mo ba, on may natikman ka na ba na parang eto mismo yung recipe ko?
There are a few, pero I would say 1% lang ng lahat ng natikman ko so far. I would say this one is really parang it paid respect to how it should taste. Kasi majority, I'm sure they're just riding on the, you know, the hype to make money. So what they do, they use the cheapest ingredients. They just put whatever they think should be in the bar without proper research. So napaka dami ng versions na hindi mo talaga masasabing as close to the original. Kasi iba yung lasa.
Shinare mo ba yung recipe sa mga ibang chef? O ikaw lang talaga yung may alam?
Well, I have a team kasi. I have 2 chefs who are doing R&D. So they would know all the recipe. Also, my manufacturer, they also know my formula. But we have, you know, we just put in place an agreement, a contract, NDA, para protected. And, you know, this is just one of the ways para protected yung IP mo. But again, if people want to steal your idea, they can do so. I mean, it's really hard.
Mahirap talaga. Ano yung feeling mo nung nag-viral, ika nga, yung Dubai chocolate? Tapos, nandun ka sa tindahan, pinipilahan ng mga tao yung Dubai chocolate. Gusto mo bang sabihin, uy, ako yung naka-invento niya?
Actually, yung the initial response I had was, of course, I was very proud to be part of the process. But during the time kasi, I was working in the background kasi I was consulting for many companies, big companies. Andun yung imposter syndrome where you are used to seeing people become successful because of your recipe. But for you, that's enough claim that, yeah, I was behind this person or the brand. And that's it. You walk away and then you do another viral recipe. Kasi this is not the first time I created something that made a hype. Pero ito lang yung nagiging global. So yung feeling ko medyo conflicted. Kasi nga, parang gusto kong magsumigaw sa buong mundo na, hey, ako yung chef na gumawa nun. But at the same time, sabi ko, how would I also say it? Kasi andun na yung hype kasi, it was going up na. So mahirap mo nang habulin, especially pag the media already started talking about it under that brand that I used to do the recipes for. So medyo nawala yung kwento. So medyo conflicted lang.
Kasi diba yung mga chef, pangkaraniwan, sumisikat sila sa lutuin nila, sa brand nila. Pero hindi natin alam na meron ding mga chef sa likod ng kumpanya.
Tama.
So, ano yung, bakit napili mo o bakit mo piniling maging chef sa likod ng pangalan ng iba? O tinadhana ka lang ba? Paano ka na ano?
I think I didn't have that mindset of being an entrepreneur during that time. Yung pagiging entrepreneur ko that time was just more of just basically being a chef who's just behind the show, walang accountability. Kasi less accountability pag wala ka sa harap eh. Because you don't have to face, you know, anyone. You don't have to be answerable to anyone. Kundi sa client mo lang. So when I was doing it, sabi ko, it's my comfort zone kasi mahihiyain talaga ako. So I don't really actually, you know, face the camera a lot. So what I did there was just to find a kind of a comfort zone for me na I can do whatever I want, walang manghuhusga, walang magtatanong, walang magtitake ng video of me doing stuff. So okay na ako dun. So I just wanna be in that comfort zone. Pero yung going out kasi, stepping out, that happened when I was actually casted by Shark Tank Dubai. Mm-hmm. So during that time, it kind of changed the way I look at myself and also the world in terms of entrepreneurship kasi yung mga sharks, they push me to stop doing it for others. So sabi nila, you're ready to be a brand. Why are you still doing it for others?
So yun pa lang nagtakda ng bago,
yes,
mong daan.
Tama.
So, ano na ngayon ang mga pinagkakaabalahan mo? Nandun ka rin pa rin ba sa R&D o mas dun ka na sa aspeto ng financial?
So, ngayon, after that show, when I stepped out, I immediately actually shifted from being a shadow, you know, a shadow of brands, but and then I became front and center, and I became a brand myself, and the face of also other brands that I was, I am continuously hatching. Like, I have a brand, chocolate brand called Snap. Meron din akong Build Your Own Dessert, The Sweet Life sa Dubai. So I have to be front and center kasi people love to rally behind a brand that has a face, that has actually a human being. Lalo na ngayon with social media. If you just put a product there, sabi nga nila, you love to drink Coca-Cola, but you're not actually following their account on social media. But when you see a person, a celebrity, you follow them kasi merong relatability. You know that it's a breathing and living, you know, person. So you can relate and you can interact.
So pag nagkakape ka ba ngayon sa isang cafe, may lumalapit na ba sa'yo? Chef Noel?
Actually, may mga, there was a moment actually we went to Dirty Ice Cream and we were bringing some stuff for a supper club that we did last Monday. And then the guy said, parang, you look familiar. Were you like on Shark Tank? I said, yes. Sabi ko, okay. May mga ganung moments na people stare at you. I'm sure they were thinking, I've seen this guy before. When I was also in Duty Free on my way to Melbourne, there was a lady there, sales lady. She was like, hi, chef. I was like, okay. So may mga moments na ganun which, you know, nakatawa ng puso because they know already who you are. And, you know, I'm just, you know, still pinching myself pag nangyayari yung mga bagay na yun.
So pag-uwi ka din Dipolog, yung mga kapatid mo ba, siya yung nag-invento ng Dubai Chocolate.
Actually, they're super proud. Every time I post ako, they repost and then they also share with my relatives. So, and hindi ko pa nga sila actually nami-meet since the Dubai Chocolate blew up. So I owe them a visit anytime soon.
So pinanganak ka sa Cebu?
Yes.
Naisip mo ba sa buong buhay mo na mula Cebu magiging international star ka or international chef ka?
Never. My most humble desire before when I was starting my career, sabi ko, I just want to fry. And I know, I wanted to work for Dunkin' Donuts kasi gusto ko ng donuts. Sabi ko, pag nakapag-prito na ako ng Dunkin' Donuts, I have a claim to fame na, hey, I was once a donut fryer at Dunkin' Donuts. lawak yung, for me, that was already like the biggest dream na makapag-fry ng Dunkin' Donut.
Paano lumaki beyond pag-prito ng donut? Mayroon bang taong nagsabing, Noel, pwede ka pang, malayo pa ang maaabot mo. Mararating mo.
I think I was just ever since I was a kid, siguro ano lang, talagang gusto ko lang malaki na yung ano ko yung pangarap. Kumbaga, I was always thinking big. Gusto ko mag explore sa buong mundo. So I think that was already an indication when I look back na hindi ako mapakali until ma-achieve ko yung something that has a global kind of influence. So ito na ngayon, ito na yung nangyayari ngayon.
Anong sunod?
You know, as they say, to make the first successful album is the best part and easiest, but to do your second, third is the most difficult kasi baka iba na yung tono, iba na
all
standards. But what I'm doing now is I just keep showing up. And just to inspire yung maraming mga, you know, Filipinos and even other mga aspiring chefs that, you know, with a recipe lang, pwede kang maka-influence ng buong mundo. So, ganun ka, you know, you just realize that isang recipe can actually change the world already.
Yung tsokolate mo, nagbigay yun ng ligaya sa maraming mga tao.
Tama.
Broken-hearted, nag-celebrate, hindi ba?
Tama.
Namimiss yung bahay nila. So, ano yung feeling na dahil sa isang recipe mo, nababago mo yung buhay ng maraming tao?
Anish, it's very affirming. And also very validating kasi I think when I was raised as a child who values legacy, who values character. So it's more of a character building, you know, direction for me. So I don't put it in my head. It's more like, okay, I've done it and I would like the people to know about the story and ma-inspire sila kasi gusto ko may sumunod sa mga apa ko. And, you know, when you really leave something behind, yun yung gusto ko na may you know, the future generation can pick up from and then learn from. Kasi ito yung gusto kong mangyari. So, ganun yung feeling ko whenever this kind of things are happening.
Ano naman ang comfort food mo?
Nako, ano, a lechon.
Taga Cebu ka nga. So, meron ba tayong lechon chocolate dyan?
Nako, masarap yata yan.
Meron ka bang iniisip na isang chocolate or recipe na, kasi pag sinabi mong Dubai, iniisip natin UAE.
Yes.
Isang chocolate na pag natikman ng mga tao, uy, galing Pinas to.
Oo. Meron na, in fact. And kailangan natin i-push kasi kaka-launch lang, which is Manila Chocolate. Meron na tayo, and also I'm doing a collab then where meron din tayong parang inasal chocolate. So parang may mga,
wow,
savory
inasal
twist.
Inasal chocolate.
Yeah, so marami tayong plano kasi I don't want na mawawala yung narrative for me, being a Filipino. Kailangan andun pa rin yung, you know, andun pa rin yung konting twist kasi nga, I also represent the Filipino in diaspora. So, kailangan, adun yung inspiration sa lahat.
Maraming salamat, Chef Noel Curtis, sa pag-unlock sa aming pagbisita dito at sa pagbahagi ng sikreto sa likod ng tagumpay mo.
Maraming salamat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.